I think one of the things with artists is you start tailoring your technique to what you love to do. I would build my compositions and my buildings and structures with tape, and it would take hours, it would take days. And I would have this tape drawing, I would then paint on it, rip off the tape, and I'd have this mound of waste that I hated because my work is all environmentally focused. I wanted to create the least amount of waste as possible. So when I first started working with drips, my canvas was unstretched and I would nail it to my easel, drip my paint, and if I wanted the drips to go in a different direction, I would take the canvas off, rotate it slightly, nail it back on. My neighbors weren't too pleased. There was a lot of noise. One day, I had my paint just mixed a certain way, the opacity was just right, and the line dripped straight down. When I saw and observed that, it was definitely one of those like aha moments where I was like, okay, this changes everything. It took me 3 years to fully perfect that. And I created a time-lapse video of my process and posted it online on YouTube. And it ended up going viral and getting over 1 million views. And I for sure thought that somebody on the other side of the world would say, oh, I've seen that before, or I'm an artist and I work this way, but that's not the response that I got.